This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back. You are listening to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Audrey Raj, and with me in the studio is
Frida Liu.
On the show today, we are asking you,
if you could give a movie a do-over like Justice League, which would it be and why? We've got lots of comments, right?
Yes, we do. Do you want to go to WhatsApp
first? I'll go through WhatsApp. This is Ro. I'd remake Ola Bola, but in this version, Malaysia goes on to win the World Cup.
Oof.
And to celebrate, every Monday, the government gives away free tofu fa.
Tau fu fa.
No more Monday blues. I have no idea. Then we've got one here from May. It says there's some do over remakes were pretty awesome. If it would be, oh my god, awesome. Okay, and some just aren't worth remaking it. I would love to see Back to the Future.
Ooh,
with today's CG in, you know, so that would be pretty cool, right? I was like, yeah. Then here we've got Heavenly Connection. We keep talking about Western movies. It'd be great to redo P. Ramlee slapstick comedies.
Very nice. Mm. That's a good one. Mm. Over on Twitter, we have one from a very familiar Richard Bradbury. Is that how you say his name?
Yes. He says, all of the Transformers movies, please keep Michael Bay away from the franchise and get new writers. He ruined my childhood. And let's throw He-Man in there while he's at it. And Spawn. But I have to say, I like the first Transformers.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that was the best one. That was the only
one
acceptable one.
Yeah.
All right. We've got Shamil Razat who says Digimon, The Last Kizuna, and the whole Digimon try movies. I've not watched any of that, Shamil.
Right.
Maybe I'll give it a try.
Michael Chang says Indiana Jones and the Kingdom of the Crystal Skull, The Rise of Skywalker. He'll remake that.
Okay. Also The Rise of Skywalker. And to which Sam C. says Wonder Woman 1984. And I think Richard has chimed in on this and said,
best Bollywood movie I've ever seen.
Okay. All right. So now, you know, since we're talking about movies, one thing we've noticed is that the pandemic is reshaping which films are made and where they are viewed, how they are viewed, as well as the real profit to be made, in these blockbusters.
Right. So before COVID-19, Hollywood was alive with franchise fever.
Yeah.
All 10 of 2019's top grossing films globally came from big studios and featured characters returning to the big screens, and then it struck. And everything came to a grinding halt, right? So earlier this month, AMC, the world's biggest movie theatre chain, reported a 77% fall in revenues last year and a net loss of $4.6 billion. In large part because Marvel and others have postponed releases until audiences come back.
Yeah, so the death of blockbusters is basically reshaping box office economics. Six of last year's top 10 money makers worldwide were not even in the English language. Mm. Five were Chinese and one was Japanese. This kind of reflects Asian countries' ability to contain outbreaks more successfully than most of the West. It also points to another twist. As big productions have retreated, smaller ones have stepped in.
Right, so at least five of the 10 highest grossing films of 2020 had budgets under 100 million compared with one in 2019. Mm-hmm. Many of those lower down the charts did much better than their producers had hoped. In December, IFC Films, an independent American studio, predicted that last year will be its most profitable ever. Its films, including The Rental, a horror flick, had longer theatrical runs in more cinemas than they would have had they been competing for screens with The Avengers,
So
after We Collided, a romance distributed by the Open Road Films, another indie studio, made $5 million in Britain, 10 times its expected haul, and nearly $15 million worldwide. Did I watch this? I can't remember.
So the economics are changing for big studios as well. The handful of blockbusters released in the pandemic busted few blocks. You know, you've got Warner Brothers' Wonder Woman 1984, like we just spoke about, that had the best opening weekend in America last year and only took in $17 million compared to $103 million that the earlier Wonder Woman earned in a comparable period. And that was like 4 years ago. Warner's parent firm, Warner Media, plugged some of the gap with revenues from streaming Wonder Woman at the same time on HBO Max. The platform gained more subscribers in the film's first 3 days than any other streaming service gained in any 3 days of 2020.
Right. So going straight to streaming could increase profits by cutting out cinema owners who typically receive half the price of a ticket. It may also trim costs, right? With a quicker turnaround from big screen to small, studios save in marketing, explosions and other special effects, a big reason why tentpole films cost between $100 and 200 million to produce these days lose some appeal when viewed in the living room, right?
Yeah. So, you know, one of the biggest critics of these movie franchises and all has been Martin Scorsese. Mm. But, you know, you have to admit that franchises are here to stay. You know, Disney is planning more spin-offs of all their Marvel movies and all the Marvel characters and Star Wars characters. Mm. And even if many of these may never grace the silver screen. So, right. You know, even if they're just made for the streaming services, for the small screen, it's happening. You know, these movie franchises are really making big bucks.
Right. So then even like all these movies with all the, what do you call it, the fireworks and all that, they have to think about it, how that works on the small screen, right?
Yeah. Do you really need to spend so much on pyrotechnics and things like that, you know? So there could be cost-cutting measures
as well.
You still do. Yeah, you still do that.
Right? Yeah. So that's the thing, right? So I think it'll be a combo of, like, there's some things like, I think we had this conversation ages ago about rom-coms, right? You don't see rom-coms in cinemas anymore. You won't pay that kind of money, right? Unless there is fireworks. I mean, the literal fireworks.
All right. Coming back to our question today, if you could give a movie a do-over, a remake, which one would it be and why? You have roughly about 20 minutes to get in touch with us. 018-789-8899 on WhatsApp. You can also reach us on Twitter and on Instagram. When we come back, we'll try and get through all your messages. And we've got a special story for Trekkies out there. Stay tuned. You're listening to Enterprise Biz Bytes, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.